I want to go back to the multitouch thing, because I forgot about this email that I got. In terms of insane emails, and the fact that you brought up the HT2 and multitouch came to mind. I just want to read it. We get a lot of crazy emails, and this one that I got about multitouch in Apple and patents is just the most insane email I've ever gotten.
Are you going to go into this email?
I just want to read this.
This is how you want to use our time on the podcast?
I just want to read this opening, because I think it's so good. Okay?
Sure.
In 2003... an Asian engineer from MIT.
Wait, hold on. Can we just set this up a little bit? Because I don't know if everybody understands. You got it. You received an email, a communique.
It's very long. I'm only going to read part of it.
From an anonymous source.
Yes.
Who gave you insight into how
it was
how
anonymously
Apple,
remailed, so I can't write this person back.
Gave you insight into how Apple has attained its success in the mobile.
How Apple is preventing everyone else from using multi-touch, and how Apple and Google have an agreement to not use multi-touch.
Let's hear it. Go ahead.
This is insane. In 2003, an Asian engineer from MIT approached Steve Jobs.
I like the fact that they point out Asian. Do they mean he was Asian? I mean, he's from MIT, so
if that's really what you're picking up on.
No, I just think it's funny that it has to be specifically an Asian engineer, but from MIT, so it's not, I don't know, it's just an interesting
thing. In 2003, an Asian engineer from MIT approached Steve Jobs to propose a project to launch Apple into mobile. He showed Steve a cellular touch-controlled tablet with an edge-to-edge screen that was a cellular internet access device and ebook reader. He also showed Steve the designs for an app store. He then died.
It's really dramatic. You're halfway through the intro. It's this, you know, this, you think.
Right.
All right. Anyway, this sounds like maybe this sounds
like Steve literally stole all that he saw and called it his own, filing hundreds of perjured patent applications of the matters and inducing others at Apple to take credit for the things none of them invented. Eric Schmidt knew what was happening, and thus Google knew it could launch its Android platform with impunity, at least with respect to Apple, vis-a-vis Apple not being able to stop Google. Now, here's the thing. Android doesn't have any of this stuff in it.
That's because Eric Schmidt knew that Jobs would do what he did to that Asian engineer to him. You know, he then died, my man. Think about it. Okay?
In 2009, it was too late to back out of a growing crime. Palm then entered the fray, and the public started demanding a tablet from Apple. Apple cannot sue anybody, cannot sue anybody, because they face being deposed under oath under penalty of perjury. Every iPhone clone maker gets, quote, a ticket to ride. Like, it just goes on and on.
Like a 45 of the song?
It's truly one of the most insane emails I've ever received. But what's funny about it is that, like, this is the level that people have gotten to with, like, Apple and multi-touch. It's like wild, like, tin pot conspiracy theories about, like, Apple, like, killing Asian engineers.
Hold on. Somebody said just said hilarious in the Ustream chat. They said he killed him with a multi-touch gesture. Drop the D, Rob. Okay, very funny. Anyhow, let's get back on the news because we're just going way off the rails. I wanted to share that with people
because, you know, it's something we can publish this. So
no, but we can certainly talk about it.
It's deeply hilarious.